David Bevan on 891am, digital radio and the ABC Listen app.
Last month, Savvas Caruso, and I'm working from a report in The Australian today. Savvas will join us in a moment. He'll correct me if I've got anything wrong. But working from The Australian's report of the court proceedings, Savvas was arrested outside his Salisbury North home after playing his electric guitar dressed only in his underpants. Now, the police went to his home because Mr. Caruso had been issued an environment protection order and directed not to perform for 72 hours the day before. But Mr. Caruso says he's the victim because he has a right to play his guitar. Savvas Caruso joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Caruso.
Hello, David. How are you?
I am exceptionally well. Now, Savvas, you've actually made a CD. Is that right?
Oh, yes, David. I do have a CD. It's really hot too, man. You know, you want to be playing it today for the people, man.
Now, we were planning on playing it, but is this the sort of music you play outside your Salisbury North home? Because we don't want to give people the wrong impression. I mean, you might be playing your acoustic guitar and very quietly and singing, I don't know, Nana Muscuri songs outside your house, but this doesn't sound like that. What sort of music do you play outside your house?
It's pure undated rock and roll, my man.
So, it's yeah. Right.
In its purest form, it burns like a white flame for this, the community of Salisbury, man. Yes.
Okay, so this...
You said that I was arrested before, but I was kidnapped. That's how it should be worded.
That's how you're going to present it to the court when this is argued out. I'm sure the police don't agree that they kidnapped you, that they do have a right to take people into custody if they think that's appropriate. But let's just hear some of your music, Sav. Sav, is that the sort of thing you perform outside your home in Salisbury North on a Sunday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm an artist like you've never... Well, you've only heard about people like me, a real, true, honest artist that would say and use anything to... All the tools in the world to paint a picture. As an art, you got to understand, David, as an artist, I challenge perception with everything I do. My life is too easy, so I strive for a higher perception. See, even the fact that we have to beep it on, like, this is like adult radio. Why would we have to beep anything technically, you know what I mean? They're just words. Words can't jump out and hurt you.
So, and is it a regular gig that you have out the front of your house in the driveway on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, yeah, of course, man. I try to make it my mission to get out there on a Sunday afternoon in the peak of the day, where we can seize the day. And, you know, I play for the sun, I play for the clouds, I play for the sky, I play for the trees, I play for the birds, I play for the people, black, white, pink, purple, all races and religions are all out there smiling. Everyone's shaking my hand. It's really like, it's a magical thing. And most people ask the question, things like, oh, well, what do the neighbors say? And what do these people say? And what happens? But I'm realistically the only person who understands what they say or even hear it. And I'm only ever greeted, like, by smiles. My most immediate neighbors have actually donated me all their instruments. I'm actually gonna, in my next record, I'm gonna make a few songs with the instruments. I teach their children martial arts. Like, we have a really, like, sort of good thing going down here, you know what I mean? And everyone was getting into it and having fun. I suppose these guys, they want to shut me down because A, they get jealous because I am the coolest. I'm the real deal.
Well, Paul is called from Salisbury Downs. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, David. Can I just say this? I'm roughly a kilometre away from this gentleman playing his guitar. I don't have a problem with him paying it. But what I do have a problem with is the F&C bonds he continually drops. You had to be about three quarters of his music that you played at the beginning. Give me a break. He should be booked for indecent language. I don't care about the noise because it's only for a couple of hours. So that's what's to do, but his language is foul. And I'm into my 60s and I can swear pretty well. But to broadcast it over the neighbourhood like that, he should be locked up in jail until he shuts up a bit and plays music that we can listen to without all the F&C bombs that he drops. His repertoire is 90% F&C bombs. That's what he should be booked for.
Paul?
I'm sorry, I'm pretty blunt. I'm roughly a kilometre away from where he is in the direct line, and I've recorded it in my backyard and sent it to some friends. They don't believe me.
And is it every Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it's generally every Sunday afternoon. And look, do I like it? No, I think it's too loud, but I'll live with that. Just cut out the language. Look, I'm almost sounding like an old, you know, griddle pot, but fair dinkum, just cut the language out. The only reason people are listening to him, he's made a name for himself all around the world now. They're going to see what he's like. They're not going there to listen to his music, in my opinion. Some will, but the majority go, oh, yeah, we finally seen him. He's a joke or whatever. We've all got our opinion, but at the end of the day, just cut the language out.
Paul,
I don't know how he has not been reported for language. I don't know why the cops booked him for noise. They should have been booking him for language.
Paul, thank you for your call, Paul, from Salisbury Downs. Savas Caruso, Paul's a kilometre away from you, and you've heard his complaint. What do you say to Paul?
Well, hey, you know what, Paul? I'm glad that, well, you're telling me this, even if this complaint is real. I don't even know, because I suppose these people could be setting me up from any angle. So whether your complaint is real, I don't know. But, Paul, I wish you didn't wait to go to the radio to tell me. But I know what people like you are like. You wait all this time so you can just get on the radio. I understand what you're like. And now you're trying to stand on my line. I don't even know if your complaint's real.
Well, no, his complaint is real, Savas. He lives a kilometre away and he's tired of your foul language. Which bit of that are you having trouble with?
This man lives a kilometre away. This man obviously has nothing. He should be being booked for leaving the house. He must call up the police for everything. Okay. Why are these complainers even there being rectified from a kilometre away? I mean, so everyone within all this space loves it, and there's one person that doesn't. Maybe they should book him.